All right, another quick update. This is Eben Matthews, co-founder of Macroverse. And man, there's so much going on. There's so much to talk about, but that's not this. This is about The Mandalorian. Oh, man. All right, so Adam and I will have to do a deeper dive into Mandalorian, see some of the other Apple Plus shows. Lots of interesting stuff on TV right now. TV right now, loving Watchmen, but you know, in the wake of what's happening with Star Wars on the larger scheme of things, with you know, Game of Thrones showrunner stepping away, with Rian Johnson's trilogy being up in the air, with Disney CEO publicly stating that Star Wars was going on hiatus after Rise of Skywalker. You know, there's been some question about, you know, what is the future of Star Wars? And I think from a storytelling perspective, it's a very legit one to question, you know, what is the fundamentals of this franchise once you're outside the Skywalker saga? Personally, as much as I love the Skywalker saga, I'm very excited by the notion of where it goes from there, if it goes into interesting places and capable hands. And if The Mandalorian is any type of stepping stone towards what the future of Star Wars could be, then I am incredibly encouraged and excited by that potential future. What it actually makes me think of, just having watched episode two, this is not going to be a spoiler filled show, but I love it. Number one, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. Number two, it feels absolutely like Star Wars while bringing something new to the franchise. And I think this is the lesson that Star Wars possibly might take from Kevin Feige and from Marvel, is that most of the most successful Marvel movies have played with genre within the superhero genre. So you've got you know, movies that are very much fantasy stories. You've got movies that are very much science fiction stories. You've got you know, movies that are obviously big action adventure movies, but then you've got, you know, kind of more nuanced takes on things. You know, send that to voicemail. So, you know, Winter Soldier being kind of a spy thriller. So being able to really play with the conventions of genre within the larger scope of the universe. And that's what The Mandalorian is doing. It's a spaghetti western set in the sci-fi universe. And without getting spoilery, now having seen Ep 2, it's also setting up this incredibly cool dynamic between you know, this very, very classic kind of Western anti-hero and what mission he's going to have to clearly sacrifice some piece of his identity in order to potentially fulfill. So it's very interesting. It's very great. It feels like Star Wars, and it's actually doing, I think, the best job that we've seen so far of melding what really feels like classic 1977 Star Wars with modern effects and technology. It's a seamless combination of the two, and it's just wonderful. So I love it. It's worth every cent of the Disney Plus subscription. I cannot recommend it enough. Go get it, go watch it. And in the meantime, once you're done with those first couple of episodes, go download Macroverse, our app. That is the vision that we have for what we believe the future of comics and graphic novels will be. So check that out. It's on App Store and Google Play. Watch Mandalorian. This is Evan Matthews. Coming back with more later. Have a wonderful weekend.